So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Sometimes after the show, we sit in the studio and we keep talking about stuff, and then we post it online. We call it the Afterwards Podcast. I mean, Kyle, you came up with the name.
Well, it was kind of a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Okay. You came up with the name.
Okay, right. When you search for it, search after words, W-O-R-D-S, not the other way. Now, once you find it, please subscribe, rate, and review.
A little bit of a warning. Sometimes afterwards can be a little NS. FW. So, you know, earbuds. We talk about things we can't and shouldn't talk about on the real show, but this is as real as it gets.
Afterwards, it's on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or just go to our podcast page at johnjayandrich.com.
Afterwards, W-O-R-D-S.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet.
I just flipped the switch.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
It's John Jay and Rich. Monday, November 22nd, 2021. You can call us at 877-937-1047. It's Monday. So, real quick, I pull up at my Starbucks that I go to every morning. And it's funny, I have Starbucks stories, but I shouldn't have Starbucks stories, but I do. I pull up to my normal Starbucks. And on Friday, I was telling you guys that I went through the Starbucks and nobody was there. Somebody slept in and we weren't open. I pull up to my Starbucks this morning and the drive-thru had all these cones on it and it had like a... Like it was like a murder scene, but it wasn't a murder scene, but it was like, we're not open.
Like it was barricaded or something?
Yeah, barricaded, like not open. And I'm like, dang it. And I'm like, should I just go to the radio station? But I know this coffee supply they have here is like running low and it's not very good. And I was like, should I just go to the radio station and deal with this crappy coffee? Or should I try to go to that other Starbucks that I went to? I'm like, I'm just going to go to the other Starbucks. So I tried to go in the freeway route. It's 10 minutes. I go to the Starbucks and I see this Jeep backing out of the drive-thru. And I'm like, well, maybe the dude forgot his money or something, right? So he backs out and I pull into the drive-thru. Now it's like 4:27 in the morning. I pull in the drive-thru, I roll down my window and I wait and I hear this little faint voice of a man. It sounds scared. And he's like, hi, I'm sorry. The Starbucks, our drive-thru is not going to be open today. We are not open because of an incident that happened outside. And I'm like, I couldn't totally hear everything you said. Because what happened outside? He goes, there was an incident outside. I said, so can I come inside? He's like, no, you cannot come inside. There was an incident outside. And I'm like, man, does this have anything to do with the same thing over in the other Starbucks? I go, because that was closed down. He goes, I have no idea what's going on in the other Starbucks. I go, come on, man. Mad drove all the way over here. He's like, I'm sorry. I can't. I just can't. I'm like, all right. So then I left. And up until right this very second, as I'm telling you this, I wondered, I mean, what if that guy was being held up?
Yeah.
But then again, he probably would have answered.
Well, maybe he would have to get thrown off. You know what I mean?
But it was dark in there and everything. I couldn't see
anything.
No. And then I saw the guy in the Jeep that backed out. He parked. So I don't know what he was doing, but I had to leave. I came here, and now I'm drinking the crappy coffee at the radio station.
Well, now I'm curious what's going on at the Starbucks. We're going to have to find out.
I feel like we need to call both of them and find out if there were incidents or not.
And then on my way in, I was driving behind a car that was swerving all over the place. So I filmed that on my Instagram, put their license plates on if anything ever happens. They were swerving and swerving. I didn't know what to do. What do you do when you're behind a car and swerving? Call the police?
Yeah, I would say so.
I guess so.
I would stay behind him.
Yeah, but I had to get on the freeway. Like, I was on my way. I didn't want to follow him the whole way. Then I'd be way late.
You know me. I'm a frequent 911 caller. I would get that plate and call 911 and say, this car's swerving all over the place.
I filmed the plate, and then I was kind of like, hey, man, this person's swerving. I got to go. Anyway.
I hope everyone's okay.
I want to talk about some TV that I saw over the weekend. First of all, Dexter was phenomenal. Did you see Dexter?
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. Grant, you watched Dexter?
Yeah, I watched it Saturday at midnight.
Was it great?
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, it's the best show. It's everything else is garbage. Everything else is garbage.
I just thought it was such a great episode, wasn't it? It was so compelling. Like, you put yourself in, it reminded me of Breaking Bad.
And how they're setting up the tech guy to be the serial killer that Dexter goes up against. Are you catching that? That's blowing my mind. I love
the
that.
Tech guy?
Yeah, the guy who's like the tech, they're framing the one dad to make it look like he's the guy, the serial killer.
Oh, but yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, my God.
I thought, oh, he's got to be the guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Such
everything
a good
else is garbage.
Everything
that's
else.
That's a really good rating.
Yes.
Yeah, wait. So, okay, well, I got to tell you
some other pretty good things out there, I think. Yeah, Succession.
Did you guys watch
amazing.
King Richard? King Richard Ratchard? With Will Smith?
No.
You, you guys catch that?
Oh, no, that's his Serena.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Where do you watch it? I didn't even.
HBO Max.
Oh, okay. I kind of thought it was like in theaters.
No, it is, but it's also HBO Max. It's he's going to win an Academy Award.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going to win an Academy Award for that movie. He's fantastic.
I love Will Smith.
It's such a good movie. I didn't know that story.
The trailer looked amazing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But then I got to tell you something else that I saw. Well, Ghostbusters, I didn't see. Anybody see Ghostbusters?
I did. I went with my kids.
And?
It's so good. It's so, so good. And you're going to love it because they somehow... All the effects and all the way the 1980s one looks, they carried it over into this one and paid such good homage to the original. They moved it along, and I think they even wrapped it up. I don't think it's setting up for a sequel. I think it's like a button on the end of the original. I thought it was really heartwarming,
but no
too.
Surprises. No, I mean, like, Bill Murray's in it. Dan Aykroyd's
sure.
in it. Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, everybody's in it. Even, that's cool. Even people that are dead are still in it. So, I don't know how they did that, but it was cool. Really, really, really good.
That's cool. So I got to tell you about something I saw. So I'm on. I go to HBO Max. Yeah, HBO Max, and I see this Alanis Morissette documentary. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, were you into her?
I love Alanis.
Okay.
Yes.
Same, but I remember her because when I first got into radio, I remember playing a song, that Head Over Feet song. Right, so I was kind of like, I go, oh, there's a documentary on her. I wonder what's going. Like, I just thought. I just press play and just see. Right? Do you know this? Do you know Alanis Morissette Peyton?
Uh-uh.
Oh my gosh, she's so good.
She's a singer.
She's so good.
Very
this
90s.
This is her song. Or one of many. Wait.
Yeah, I've never heard this.
So. Wait, hold on a second. So, wait, pause it for a second. So, I start watching this documentary, and it is. Amazing. I couldn't stop. And it's her, like, do you know anything about her now?
No, I just knew, like, for a while she was engaged to Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
She was
engaged to Ryan Reynolds.
She went on tour recently, I think.
She was with David Coulet from Family, whatever. So now she has this play on Broadway, and then she went on tour recently, but she's like a mom of three, right?
She had kids?
Yeah, she's married and she has kids. She's married to a hip hop guy. She had three kids. But her story, her story is unbelievable. How she started, and then it tells the whole thing of how she signed a record deal and how she didn't want to do what the record labels wanted her to do. And she narrates and she talks. They talk to her now, and she goes over every song. And the record companies are talking about everything and how she discovered her bandmates and they went on tour and how one band guy, when the tour was over, she's like, okay, I guess we'll talk later. And the one guy goes on to Foo Fighters. And then it's just, and how she had to deal with pedophiles when she was 15.
Ooh. I mean, I didn't know about that.
Neither did I. She talks about this in her documentary of things that happened to her coming up. But like Ironic, all these different songs. Do you know Ironic? Oh, Peyton, you got to know.
Peyton doesn't know Alanis. She doesn't know
Alanis.
Well, no,
but just because she doesn't know Alanis, she might go, oh, I know that song.
Yeah,
I didn't know who sang that song.
Yeah, no, I don't know these. What kind of, like, artist is she? Is she country? Like,
no.
What is this?
She was alternative.
I do know this song.
See?
Okay, I do know this song.
Because what they talk
about.
I would say she was she was as big in the 90s as anybody.
She's
like,
this album sold is the second highest selling album in the 90s. Oh, no. Sold 33 million copies. She's the top. One of the top female recording artists of all time.
Oh, she's legit.
Because
she crossed over to like pop. She's kind of like the Avril Lavigne.
Actually,
really?
At the end of the documentary, they have Taylor Swift talking. Taylor Swift singing with her.
Okay.
Beyonce singing with her. Beyonce. They go on and say Taylor Swift and Beyonce wouldn't exist if it wasn't for her.
Interesting.
Yeah, they are on the end of the documentary talking about her.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I didn't put all that together. But when you hear Beyonce singing Alanis Morissette,
yeah,
I forgot about that. She sings it live. It's like wow. Anyway, I highly recommend this documentary if you're a fan of music or just a fan of women. I mean, she's one of the first artists that goes out and just sings about women empowerment, and it talks about all these men, how they write about her, and they don't understand her. But you don't know what she's been through. They talk about how she's angry, but she's really not angry. It's just a fascinating documentary. I highly recommend it. And that's on HBO Max. John Jay and Rich. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
No one wants to break bad news to someone, but maybe it'll go better if we're here the entire time. It's John, Jay, and Rich breaking bad news.
All right, it's John G. and Rich. It's time for Breaking Bad News. Now, this is where we help somebody deliver bad news to somebody in their life. And we are talking to Jonah today. Is that what we're doing there, Peyton?
Yes.
How long have you been dealing with Jonah and his situation?
Yeah, so Jonah reached out last week. So we've been talking a little bit back and forth every day since then.
All right. Well, Jonah, hello. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's your situation?
Well, I got to talk to my guy, Tommy. He really messed up, and I gotta break the news to him.
He really messed up, or you really messed up?
No, he messed up.
Oh, he messed up.
Yeah.
How close are you and Tommy?
Well, so, like, we're best friends. Like, we met in college. We were in the same frat. We just hit it off really well, and he's great. We've been graduated for 2 years, and we still keep in contact. We're still super close.
Well, without saying what it is, does he think he got away with something and you're busting him?
I don't think he even knows, honestly. This is I gotta let him know what he did and let him know it's not cool.
So is this something you think he'll be mad at you at? Like, will this affect your friendship, or is it just gonna be like, man, that sucks?
It depends on how he takes it. I hope he takes it well, but we'll definitely see.
How does he typically react to bad news?
Well enough. He doesn't like when it's about him, obviously, but sometimes he can, depending on what he did, sometimes he can be really angry about it. Sometimes he can just go with it.
Okay.
This is probably one of those times where it's about him, so we'll see what happens.
So just so I understand, because normally, well, traditionally what I've heard on Breaking Bad News is like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't go to blah. But this is you calling him out of the blue, and you're telling him, hey, man, I caught you doing this, or I know you did this. It's something like that?
Yeah, it's a bit more serious.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, it's like this is a murder mystery or a crime, mm-hmm. and boom, you solved it and you're accusing him. It's like the end of like a CSI, and boom, you're like, I know you did it. All right, Jonah, so we'll get Tommy on the phone, and here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. You come back, you pick one of us to read him the bad news. We'll get him on the phone. We'll do it. So Breaking Bad News continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of Breaking Bad News. You've got Jonah and Tommy, best friends since college. They graduated 2 years ago. They're still very close. They still talk all the time. And Jonah says he discovered that Tommy did something. He did something. He messed up. So, Jonah, if I got this right, we are calling Tommy, but Tommy doesn't know you're going to confront him, right? It's not like you got invited somewhere and you can't go, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's okay.
Exactly.
All right, let's get him on the phone. We just got to figure out what the bad news is.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tommy?
Who is this?
This is Peyton with John, Jay, and Rich. We just want to talk to you on the radio real quick.
Oh. What's going on? I mean, what?
I know, you're probably a little nervous calling on the radio. Here's the thing. We're doing this thing. Well, let me put it this way. Let's say someone was to deliver some bad news to you or some good news to you. Would you mind if we did it to you on the radio?
Oh, no, no, that's okay.
No, it's okay? Or yes, it's okay?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay, good. Because we have somebody that wants to tell you something, and it depends on how you take it. It could be considered bad news.
Okay, like, what is this?
Here's the thing. I don't know if it's good news or bad news. I'm going to lean towards the part of it being bad news. Because nobody here knows what the news is, really. And I'm saying that it might be bad news because the name of our segment is Breaking Bad News. So we ask people to call us and say, we will help you deliver bad news. Because it's easier for you, Tommy, to take the bad news if we're all on the air with you. So you with me, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. So the person that has the bad news for you is your friend Jonah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to bring him up so you guys can chat. Jonah, say hi to Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Jonah, what's up, bro? What's going on?
Well, I was doing okay, and then figured today's the day I got to break the news to you. I figured we'll do it this way.
Okay.
The only person that knows the bad news besides Jonah is Peyton. And she has the bad news written in an envelope and sealed in an envelope. Now, Jonah, you got to pick one of us to read the bad news.
Definitely, John Jay.
Okay. So I'm going to read the bad news. So, Tommy, whenever you're ready, I will rip open the envelope and just read you the bad news. You'll be hearing the bad news at the exact same time that I hear the bad news.
All right, man. Let's do it.
Okay. Everybody in here ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ready, Kyle? I mean, if Tommy's ready, I'm ready.
Okay. Oh. Hey, Tommy. It's Jonah. So I was talking with the guys, and we all came to the conclusion that you shouldn't come to the Friendsgiving dinner. You were just doing way too much last year.
What do you mean I was doing too much? I mean, we all had a good time, I thought.
Dude, you just drank way too much, and it just killed the mood for everybody. We had to take care of you all night.
Dude, what, Jonah? Like, everyone was drunk. I mean, we were playing drinking games. I mean, yeah, I got sick at the end of it, but, you know, I'm pretty sure I didn't ruin it for everybody.
You were just so sloppy, though, and you're just a really sloppy, messy drunk. You were knocking stuff over, and you nearly broke one of my really good mugs that I got from, like, Germany. I don't like that. Plus, you hit all the beer afterward, which was annoying. We all had to go find it, and you hit it really well, too. Plus, all of our girls are coming, and you're going to be the only single guy there, so it's just kind of awkward.
Dude, Jay, what does me not having, like, a date have to do with any of this? I literally started prepping for everything. I mean, it's literally tomorrow, and you guys gave me a list of stuff to get, so, like, I went out and got it. And so pretty much, you know, you just wasted my money and time. I mean, guys, man.
It's it's just, we don't want you to embarrass us. Just, it's just this one time. And we swear you can come back next year and we can still hang out after this. It's just the timing isn't right, especially on Friendsgiving and with all our dates there. It's just not going to be a good time.
The timing isn't right for a friend to come to Friendsgiving.
Why, like,
yeah. A single friend.
Why could he come next year but not this year? Like, what's going to change?
Maybe he'll get a date.
Get a date, maybe sober up a bit. Like, this isn't the end of our friendship is all I want to say. It's just, we just don't feel like you're a good fit for Friendsgiving.
That's not nice.
So, Jonah, you said it's a Friendsgiving, right? So that means, like, all of your friends are going to come together. So was this a thing that was just your decision? Or did you guys all, like, make a group chat outside of Tommy and pretty much say, like, he's not invited?
Yeah, we all came up with the decision. And we decided I should do it because I've known him the closest, and it's probably best coming from me.
That's uncomfortable.
I feel so bad for
you. Yeah, I would feel like totally left out, like 100% FOMO.
Whatever, man. I mean, you guys can count me out on doing anything that you guys do together, because, like, this is just bullshit, man.
Oh, no, it's, like I said, it's not all the time. It's just this one time. And we can still hang out. Like I said, it's just, we don't want you to embarrass us.
Right, but
oh,
you guys,
gosh.
You guys gave him a list of stuff to go and, like, bring to the Friendsgiving. Like, why wouldn't you tell him this before you made him go and do that?
Honestly, the decision started, like, during that process, and we're all like, should we, shouldn't we? And then we just took too long to decide, and now we're in this situation.
If I can jump in for a second, I feel like Jonah, I don't think it's Friendsgiving. I think it's Meansgiving. That's pretty mean. Yeah. I mean, Friendsgiving is where you go when you invite your friends that don't have family, or maybe they don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and they're single. So you invite everybody over to have Friendsgiving, and you excluding him, it's like the opposite of what Friendsgiving is about. It's like you're not getting it. It's like this is the one time. You know, go ahead and exclude him to all the other events, but this is the one where you bring him to.
It was just, like, really bad last year.
What am I supposed to do? Like, what am I supposed to do? Just sit here and eat pumpkin pie by myself? You know?
No, well, then, Jonah, you say, hey, man, dude, by the way, you need to chill out and drink at Friendsgiving this year.
I think there could be a conversation like, hey, Tommy, it was pretty crazy last year. And while it was probably fun for you, you may not realize it put a lot of us out in these ways. So can we make sure that that doesn't happen this year? Not like, hey, you're uninvited.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could try that. Just got to make sure that... you don't drink as much as you did last year, because I don't know if you even remember.
Okay, but also, what fun is it to put a limit on your friend's drinking? Like, that would, I would be
the rest of them are getting hammered. He said everybody was
drunk. Like, if you told me I had a limit on my drinking, I'm not going to Friendsgiving.
Well, that's his choice then. But I mean, if you're going to have someone come over and get sloshed and they're thrown up everywhere and they're hiding your alcohol and they're a mess, you don't want them at your house.
Good point.
So you're going to say to them, look, you can come, but you need to chill on your drinking. And if you don't, you're never coming back here again. Like, I think that's, you're giving him a warning. So, Tommy, do you accept the warning?
Jonah, I mean, bro, like, you know that if you would have just talked to me about this, like, we could have worked this out, dude. Like, I don't really appreciate, like, you putting me on blast about this, man. But I promise, like, I'll do what I can. You know, I'll put a limit on it and everything. And, like, I just want to see you guys, man.
Aww.
So, Jonah, will you reinvite him?
All right. If you plan on coming and you bought all that pumpkin pie already, just promise you won't drink as much as you did last year. I'll talk to the guys and we'll work something out.
Yay.
So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
All right, man.
Happy Thanksgiving!
All right.
Okay.
That's breaking bad news with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this video is on our Instagram account. It's fascinating. And authorities are looking for suspects after cash went flying out of the back of an armored truck on a San Diego freeway. People started picking up the money. And here's a witness and attorney Greg Wiseman talking about what happened.
People are celebrating and saying, it's cash, and they're running around and they're just grabbing him with both hands. Everybody was getting along, no problem. Everybody was really happy and excited.
People get the wrong idea. They think finders keepers. They might think possession is 9/10 of the law. They've heard that colloquialism somewhere, but that's not the law.
Come on, you see that video?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
What would
Although,
you do?
Because there's so many videos, I feel like they are going to be able to find everyone.
Yeah, self-incriminating for sure, but I'm curious if that money is marked. So,
yeah, I imagine it is, but I mean, let's say you're driving to work or wherever and you're praying for a cash infusion in your life. And an armored truck just spills something out. You got to believe that's divine intervention.
Man, it's just like, what would you do? You'd have to pull over and start grabbing it.
It would be very tempting.
I think I'd pull over, grab it, then I think I'd have to be like, here you go. I'd have to give it back.
Like you'd help clean
up.
Yeah, but it'd be fun to grab all this money.
Just to see how much you could get.
Yeah.
Try to fill your trunk.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a flight attendant sharing three hacks that most passengers don't know about.
Bet you didn't know these three travel hacks that I do every single time from a former flight attendant. First up, if you're a girl, always check the lavatory for extra tampons and pads. If they're not there, ask a flight attendant. Everyone always thinks you can't use the first class bathroom, but you totally can. As long as you're not standing in the galley, you're free to use their lavatory. We've all been there where we're on an oversold flight and they're trying to buy people off the aircraft. Always go up to the gate agent and negotiate price or perks before you accept their first offer.
I disagree with that first class thing. If you did, if you go up to first class, I think they make it so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, because they do, they close that curtain on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, snap it shut.
Yeah. Can I use the bathroom? No! I just don't believe it. Also, you saw that LeBron James stuff yesterday.
No.
LeBron, you didn't see it?
Ooh, it's pretty gnarly.
How would you describe what happened, Peyton?
Well, I just saw it this morning, but it looked like LeBron elbowed one of the Pistons players just straight in the face trying to get him off of him. It was on a free throw line.
And then the player decided to try to kill LeBron James.
Yeah, but he didn't. He had a really late reaction, I felt like.
He chased him. He went after him. Yeah. It was brutal. Here's some of the announcers.
Tonight, it's their number one guy, Jeremy Grant. Uh-oh. Stewart and LeBron. Stewart is hot. And everybody's coming out now.
Now, this is ridiculous. Yeah, he must have caught an elbow or something, but...
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of blood streaming from the side of the eye. Look, here goes Stewart!
It got out of hand. The videos were amazing to watch. It consumed TV last night.
There was so much blood.
So much blood.
There was so much blood.
What's interesting is the guy that got hit is like 20 years old. I mean, like, LeBron's like a legend. Like, for him to... You would almost think that he'd be like, whoa... You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But man, to go after LeBron and try to kill him.
I mean,
he ran into the locker room and they had security on the other side thinking he was going to come out of the other side of the locker room to beat up LeBron.
Well, I'm sure he literally probably saw red. Like, he would be, I would be fuming. And I'm a LeBron fan. Yeah. So I'm a little disappointed with his actions. But
So, Peyton, what's the vibe for horoscopes today?
So, it's the first day of Sagittarius season, guys. So we're going to see how it's going to look for everybody else.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, horoscopes, what's the vibe, Peyton?
We're going to see how Sagittarius season is going to affect you.
Okay, well, let's start off with a Scorpio. How about we say hi to Andrew? Hello, Andrew.
Well, hello there, darling. But first, I wanted to touch on the LeBron situation, my personal Cleo intuition, because, you know, I have psychic ability, is that LeBron is going through something, and he's lashing out now professionally on the court, because if you've been monitoring his tweets recently, he was very angry about the result of that trial and the acquittal, and was constantly tweeting throughout the trial and everything. And now I'm giving him some friendly advice, superstar. I love you, LeBron James. You need to chill out, because now it's affecting your professional lifestyle, and you're literally biting the hand that feeds you. So I hope he works out his anger issues in other ways before it continues, you know, to grow increasingly worse, is what I think. And on my birthday, I had a great time, and I want to thank DJ Baby Cruz, my nephew, for giving me the big pumpkin birthday cake, because he said I had a big pumpkin head. I love you, Nikita. All right. And now that we've moved Peyton into the Sagittarius world, my love, how is it going to affect the Scorpio nation coming out of their seasonal high? You tell me, girl.
Yeah, so over the next upcoming weeks, you might feel a shift of focus on your finances, and they might be inspiring you to take action to really expand your money. So take what you learned from last month and integrate that into your personal values, and you will do really well this Sagittarius season.
Well, there you go. Watch the dollar so you can holla. Love you, and happy holidays, my loves. And definitely keep an eye on that elf on the shelf. You hear me, John Jay?
I got you, Andrew. All right. Peace out. All right, let's go to November. She's a Taurus.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. So for Taurus, things might be getting a little bit heavy for you as you guys shed a few layers and bloom in your social life. So you guys might be experiencing growth in your relationships this season. So Sagittarius season really gives you guys the chance to just look in the mirror of others. While you can't really change how you're perceived, you can take notes on everybody else.
Very cool. Well, I just want to say to you, Rich, it was so fun this weekend seeing you play. And I love yourself and Stacey. We're best friends now.
No. Oh, isn't that sweet?
She's great. And we did, the kids loved you at the book signing. So that was great. Thank you for that.
Well, you're very kind. Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Have a great one.
You too.
Right,
let's go to Rachel. Is a Virgo, and I'm a Virgo. So let's, hi, Rachel.
Hi.
All right, let's do Virgos.
Yeah, so Sagittarius season is all about personal renovation, so expect to feel a little bit nostalgic and sentimental in these upcoming weeks. You know, waving that little magic wand you guys have might come second nature, especially when it comes to home improvement. So this season will give you some extra push to finally finish up those projects around the house.
That nostalgic thing is really cute, because it's my like forever best friend, Zodiac sign.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, have a great day, Rachel.
Virgos are great.
What about those projects around the house that you started, John Jay?
I just emptied out my closet, dumped it on the floor yesterday.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
And there it will stay for the next 7 months.
Exactly. Right. What do you got for Libras?
Yeah. Libra, this season is urging you to rest and just recollect yourself over these next several weeks, especially if your social battery is running low. So just a reminder, it's okay to spend a quiet night indoors rather than your usual social outing. So make a compromise to stay local or maybe engage in like a more productive mode of partying.
Okay. I like being at home, so that's good for me.
All right, how about Pisces?
Yes. So Pisces, this season is really moving into your house of occupation. So you might notice a shift or focus on your professional relationships. So look into like a mentor that could really help you achieve your goals. This season is an opportunity to really seek out a teacher or a platform that allows you to take action.
Cool.
Yeah.
Leo?
Yes, Leo, this season is uplifting your happiness as it hopefully turns on your personal pleasure, specifically as it like really relates to the people surrounding you. So this season, you may have noticed a totally different group around you this last year. So it's an opportunity to just understand the phrase that you are the company that you keep. So if you're out with your social interactions, just make sure you're right around the right crowd.
All right, if we didn't get to your sign, it's posted at johnjayandrich.com. Kyle, what are you working on for three things we need to know?
You know, there's a handful of gifts that people are having a really hard time getting their hands on. A handful of gifts, hands. Anyway, I'll tell you what a lot of people are turning to and having success actually snagging those gifts. I'll tell you what they're doing next with John Jay and Rich.
Find John Jay and Rich on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
So you probably saw it all over social media. On Friday, Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty for the shootings of three men in Kenosha of last year at that big riot. We all know that happened, and that was the verdict that came down on Friday. Now, also over the weekend, they called it a mass casualty. A red SUV sped past police checkpoint and barreled directly into children during a Christmas parade. Also ran through a bunch of elderly women called the Dancing Grannies. At least five were killed and over 40 were injured. Now, they do think those numbers could change as, you know, some people are still in the hospital fighting for their life. Such a scary thing. They did catch the suspect. His name was Daryl Brooks, had a long record, has an open felony case, and was actually just released from jail on Friday.
What?
And went and did this. So very, very scary, very scary times. But also, the holidays are here, right? And there are a lot of frustrated people with empty store shelves, some parents turning to, and I think this is kind of genius, but also kind of not fair at the same time. Some parents are turning to shopping bots to help find those really hard to get your hands on gifts, like an Xbox Series X or, you know, PlayStation 5 or, you know, whatever the gifts are that are really hard to get. A lot of people have secured shopping bots. And what these bots do is they just basically go through all the sites and search for everything. And when one pops up, they grab it, which makes it very difficult for us normal people.
I was going to say, bots are the worst.
The worst. They are kind of expensive. I think there's one called SnailBot, which crawls Amazon, Walmart, all of the good things. It costs $99 a month. So you're going to pay. Ooh. So if you think, you know, you've got the rest of November and December, right, till you have to get these gifts, you're going to pay a little over $100. But if it gets you that gift, man.
Wait, so you buy the bot and then the bot gets you what you need?
Yeah.
So it can help you. Can it help you with like the sneaker app and all that stuff?
Yeah, that's why it's so hard to get shoes on the sneaker app is because people have bots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it was like a guy had like 700 bots. Didn't know you could be one person to buy one bot.
Yeah. And they're so annoying. Don't be that person.
Yeah, but it helps you get. I mean, but then you're paying $100 over everything.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
Genius. It's kind of genius, but really annoying and not fair at the same time.
It's something to think about, for sure.
But also, it should make you feel really proud when you actually do get that on your own.
Yeah.
I beat the bots.
But you didn't get it the right way.
No, I'm saying if you didn't use the bots and you get it, you got to be really proud of yourself because you beat the bots.
Absolutely.
That's like, whoa.
It's like that satisfaction.
You beat the robots. But those are out there, and that's how a lot of people are doing it these days. And it's a little controversial. And that's three things you need to know.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, let's do Stacks and Hacks.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and Hacks. John Jay and Rich.
Okay. So Friday's Black Friday. Thursday is Thanksgiving. We call Friday Black Friday. Plumbers call Friday Brown Friday.
I bet.
That's because there's an increase in sewage and grease.
Gross.
And stress for all the pipes in the bathroom, kitchen, and laundry room. So gross. 14% of Americans have lied about something pandemic-related to get out of doing something. 8% have claimed that they were being more careful about the virus than they really were. 2% have lied and said they needed to isolate. 1% have pretended they had COVID.
Ooh, that's dangerous right there, pretending to have COVID. I get playing it a little fast and loose with the other stuff. But saying, I have COVID when you don't, that's karma.
Yeah, that's bad. a list of underrated advantages of living alone. I mean, Kyle used to live alone. What did you like about living alone?
Loved everything about living alone. Quiet, peace and quiet, doing whatever I want, whenever I want, sleeping whenever I want, just everything. Like having full control over no one's going to eat my food.
God, it seems like such a dream.
So, I know.
Well,
sometimes
the list...
I'm like, you know, maybe I should do that again.
get a place
get
next door.
Place.
So the list of living alone, the advantage of living alone, silence. You know exactly what state your home's going to be in when you get home. You can walk around no pants on and use the bathroom with the door open. Dining is a lot easier. That is so true.
Mm. Yeah. That's,
when my family goes out of town, I get in such great shape. The whole place is your bed. You can fall asleep anywhere. every item in your home is exactly where you left it. You have total control over the heat and air conditioning and never having to wait for the bathroom.
Nobody's messing with your Netflix account, so it's like the show's not in the middle of an episode you haven't watched yet. That's a big deal, I think, too.
A woman in Canada posted a TikTok after a guy asked her out on a date and sent her a survey to make sure he planned something she'd actually enjoy. He also sent her a funny exit survey after the date. Now, he must have done something right because they're now dating now. I don't have the survey. Maybe I will have the survey.
Very clever man.
Yeah, right? Guy in Arkansas got arrested after making a t-shirt that bragged about how he stole a motorcycle and outran the cops.
Oh, no.
So someone saw the t-shirt and he's arrested. A judge in England slapped a restraining order on a 67-year-old woman who won't stop giving carrots to someone else's horse. She thought the horse looked sad, but his owners say he's fine. And too many carrots can be bad for him. That same woman got arrested in 2005 for assaulting her brother with a rhubarb.
What's a rhubarb?
It's a vegetable.
Vegetable, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of almost looks like a red celery.
Yeah, they make pies and stuff out of it, but I don't think I've had one.
Hmm. Here are six things bad Thanksgiving guests do. Don't overstay your welcome. Your host will probably have to wake up early to get everything done in time. So at some point, they will want you to leave. Don't overserve yourself. That includes putting too much on your plate so other people don't get any. And don't overserve yourself when it comes to alcohol, too. Don't arrive early or show up starving. Don't expect oven space. If you're bringing something that needs to be heated, let them know ahead of time. Don't show up empty-handed or with a surprise dish. And don't surprise the host with last-minute dietary requests. If you're allergic to nuts, let them know, not the night before.
I think you could show up with a surprise dish as long as it's delicious. Mm-hmm. Who's going to turn that down?
I don't know.
What?
This is the list.
A surprise souffle? Get out.
Church in Oklahoma booted a woman for bringing in marijuana. She says it was cilantro, and it was meant to garnish her soup. There's video of her begging them just to smell it first, but they wouldn't. According to a survey, 85% of Gen Zers and 74% of millennials say a man's size is important for sexual enjoyment.
That must be the whole dad bod trend. That's like, people are loving the dad bods lately.
It's not that size that they're talking about.
Talking Peyton. About the junk, the oh. manhood size.
Oh, see, well, my mind didn't go there.
That's good. I like that. That's so adorable, Peyton. And I was grateful for your comment. A couple recently got married over Zoom. They never met each other in real life before. The woman's British. The guy lives in the United States. Travel restrictions have kept them from meeting in person. Someone tried to get back at an ex by spraying "Mike is a cheater" on their SUV, but the SUV they tagged wasn't Mike's.
Oh, no.
That doesn't change the message. Mike's still a cheater.
A homeowner in Tampa Bay is being fined by their homeowners association for putting the Christmas decorations up too early. I heard this news story. It's so sad.
To me, it's like, what, like, that HOA is a real Scrooge.
And, like, they have to take it down.
That's so dumb.
Or get fined like $100 a day.
Yeah, so they're taking it down.
I think we all know.
Right before that. Christmas, Merry Christmas to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, who could be a Grinch to kind of just send this out? I don't know.
They complained about either the lights or the decorations, which led the community manager to investigate it. If there's enough of the community that wants that change, and I believe generally the community association or the West Chase will listen to the residents and will make changes.
So we've got to take our lights now, which we are not going to do.
Does he say we are now going to or not going to do?
He said not
going
to do.
I thought he said now. We are now going to do.
He's got that.
We're not going to do.
Yeah.
Top grossing movie of 2021. This surprised me. It's No Time to Die, James Bond.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
This is so good. If you're hitting the road, we are just going to save your whole existence. A lot of people getting on the road. In fact, they say 3/4 of Americans or 3 out of 4 people are going like at least 600 miles or more if you're traveling for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to tell you, if you're driving, about the Sit or Squat app, which all around the country, you put it in your little your phone, and it'll tell you where the cleanest bathrooms are to stop along the way. Because when you really gotta go, you don't want to be stopping somewhere that's super unclean, and then you have to hover, and then that's a whole mess. You want the cleanest bathrooms.
No, when you
possible.
Gotta go, you gotta go. If yeah. if you can plan ahead, you probably want to be.
Yeah,
able to
the
plan
Sit
ahead.
And Squat app is gonna save you if you're driving, and of course, we recommend the John Jay and Rich family of podcasts to listen to on your long car ride if you need to catch up with the show, and then we have a bunch of others for like booking hotels and things like that if you need to do it like at the last minute on our website at johnjayandrich.com.
We know you need something to look at while you're pretending to be busy at work. So find us on TikTok at John Jay and Rich.
All right, so I got this DM from Myra. Myra, are you there? So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what was your question? Because we have an expert, but what is your question?
Okay, so I was at work talking with a cousin. It just randomly came up, but we got into dead bodies, and you would assume a dead body goes stiff after the person passes. So we were kind of curious as to, like, how does one dress a body? Is it like dressing up a Barbie doll because they're stiff? Like, how does that work?
Well, fortunately, you came to the right place because Grant grew up with dead bodies. Correct, Grant?
Sure did. Sure did. I grew up dressing dead bodies, actually. So I'm glad somebody, you know, called in and asked this question, because it is surprising, and it's surprisingly easy what you do.
Because your parents are like, my kid's not playing with Barbies.
No,
get him some dead bodies.
Get him some dead bodies.
At any point, do you want to share that you worked at a funeral home?
So we had 5 funeral homes and a crematory, 4 funeral homes and a crematory. And so you would think, with Barbies, you raise the arms above the head. Right, and then slide the garment over their arms and head. So that's safe to say, like a normal, like a regular person. What you do with a dead body is you actually cut, like if it's a jacket or a shirt, you cut the back of it. So you don't have to like.
So it is like Barbies, because Barbies, the back opens and there's Velcro.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but you split it all the way up the back, and you just lay it over them and tuck it in, kind of thing.
Oh, so no Velcro.
No Velcro.
Okay, that's where it differs.
Yeah, there may be a safety pin involved behind the neck somewhere.
So then they're only wearing it one time.
Yeah. Well, they're wearing it one time all the time.
Forever.
Forever.
And it's not like they're going to be like, crap, I can't wear this. Like,
Their butts hanging out in the afterlife? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and it's what's cool. I think pants you slide on the normal way. Uh-huh. But you actually have to, that's the one thing you have to do, how Kyle puts on her pants. You know how she like bends herself? Mm-hmm. You have to do that with a dead body. You just have to like push the legs up, slide the
the waist down, the Wait,
when
the
you
hips.
Push your legs up, do they stay up because they're stiff?
Yeah, they're really stiff. So the whole body goes like a lever. So yeah.
I have a question about the pants thing. Like, are they wearing underwear?
Yeah. Yeah, most people are wearing underwear, and then they put, we'll put a plastic thing kind of in between the underwear and the pants.
So you have to put the underwear on them?
Yes.
Wait, what? Why the plastic thing?
Because there's leakage that happens, and it
in real life too.
Yeah, real life. Yeah, anything that think about it this way. Anything
Can I
that
get
would
some of that plastic thing, Grant?
Anything that would leak during your regular living life will leak doubly so when you die.
Oh,
so yeah.
Wait, and gross. So how does this just casually come up at work?
Okay, so I'm related to her. So we were talking about a friend of hers who recently had a grandmother pass, and they were going to go take her ashes to go be buried somewhere. And then we actually started talking about ashes and, like, how much ashes does one body kind of create. And then we just got to actual whole dead bodies and funerals and dressing them and all that weird stuff. So that's how I was like, you know what? I was like, Grant worked in a funeral home. I was like, let me just message John Jay real quick and see if he can get Grant to answer it.
Well, likely story, you probably have a dead body in your living room.
Yeah. How do I dress
it? You
got
to try to get out of your house. You got to dress it up. You can't figure it out.
Bernie style. You got to wander.
This is our Thanksgiving special. Yeah.
Have you ever broken a bone?
No, I had a body. Oh. I had a body fall off when I was putting
so
it in the cream in the retort, the thing you cremate a body with. It fell off and it hit the floor.
Oh no!
Okay. And it was like cement.
Did they go ow?
No.
Can they come back to life for a second?
Hey man, that does happen all the time with careless, like not all the time, but people you can hurt or disturb a dead body weirdly. Mm. Yeah,
Maida, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys.
So I had a quick question about Dexter, episode 3.
Oh, my God. I hope you asked the same question.
About the draining?
Yes. Yeah. Were they embalming the body?
I don't know. So there's a girl that got killed,
yes.
And then there's another guy, a murderer, and he's got these tubes in her, and they show stuff going in and out.
Yeah, so they did a pretty good job actually showing you what an embalming process is like. So, yeah, one basically pushes in the fluid. The other will pull out the fluid.
And the blood just goes into a bucket like that? Or is that
No,
just...
we had a table that had special slots, so it would drain down into like a drain.
So why do you think in Dexter he's doing that?
Because it's either they want to keep the blood, or it's, the Pacific Northwest, so they don't really have the plumbing to accommodate.
Oh.
Yeah, funeral homes will do that, though, and they'll just dump blood, which I don't think that's as common now.
Well, this guy's a serial killer, too, so we don't know what he's doing.
Oh,
exactly,
yeah, good thinking.
Right. All right. It's not like he has to be sanitary.
It helps.
Right. All right. There's somebody, I believe we're going to call this a love up moment. Okay. So we're going to need your help. Somebody sent me another DM last night. And it's a really interesting story. And they need our help. So we will talk to her and get your help. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
And I go through my DMs as much as I can throughout the day. I get this DM from Ida. I actually read it to my wife, and I'm like, man, how can we help her? Like, she asked me if there was a service that I knew of, and I don't know of a service, but I thought definitely our radio show could be of a service. So I asked Ida to come on the air and tell her story, and maybe somebody listening can help her. So Ida, welcome.
Hello, good morning. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So Ida, what is your situation?
Okay, super long story short. I am visiting my parents in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm living in Dallas now, but I grew up in Phoenix. So I decide I can't miss a Thanksgiving with them. You know, they're getting older, and I need to be there and help them out. And, of course, I want to be around family for Thanksgiving. So I'm taking this 50-hour drive from Dallas. Even though I said I'd never drive again, here I am driving. And the trip takes many, many extra hours because I'm anxious the entire time. And as I cross to Arizona, the border of Arizona on the 10, like right by Benson, by Vail, I know if you guys are familiar with that area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, I'll get to Casa Grande and I can have some pizza at John Jay's Chef, right? I'll let me just get to Casa Grande. And so I'm trying to put myself up to get there. And this is like the next day because I left yesterday. This huge tire, piece tire of the tire, hits my windshield. And then I have to go through the little bitty canyon, and I just start freaking myself out and I have to pull off on the side of the road, and I just start having a panic attack right there on the side of the highway.
Oh, no.
And I can't get it together, and a cop pulls over and asks if I'm okay. And it took me 5 hours to get from Tucson to Phoenix because I was having a panic attack and needed a friend to come pick me up in Eloy. So I reached out to John Healy to see if he knew of a service that could ship my car back to Dallas so I could fly home and not have to drive home.
Because you had a panic attack, essentially.
I had a panic attack, yes.
And so now you want someone. So my thought was, I don't know if a service that does that, but maybe with Thanksgiving right around the corner, maybe someone's listening and they'd be willing to drive your car from Phoenix to Dallas.
I'm totally okay with that. I'll pay for them to fly back. I just don't want to drive the car by myself.
Okay, hold on. Grant, yes?
Hey, I just want to say people can text in, too. Text in JJR to 96893 if they're available to do this. You don't just have to call. You can also text us, and we'll look that way, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That if you had a full-on panic attack, I've had like one or two of those in my lifetime, and it literally feels like you're going to die. Your body just goes into whatever it goes into, and I can't imagine being on a long road trip by yourself. So that's a really good idea that you don't psych yourself out and you find a way that you can kind of relax and chill on the way home.
All right, so it's a 15-hour drive, so we need to get your car from Phoenix to Dallas. So and you're willing to pay for them to fly back. So the good news is, I mean, hopefully, just think about it, maybe there's someone's like, man, I need to go see my family in Dallas, and they can drive there. Now, what kind of car do you have?
I have a Kia Soul. I am a poor teacher, so it's not super fancy, but it got me here.
All right, so they were helping out a teacher, too.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what we can do. You call 877-937-1047. By the way, is it in Eloy? No, it's in Phoenix. You got the cars in Phoenix. Okay.
I'm in Phoenix. Yeah, I'm in Phoenix.
877-937-1047. If you could help Ida, a teacher, out, get her car to Dallas, or text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. But there is one thing. You have to listen to our podcast the whole drive.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Deal.
And are you good now? Feeling okay?
I feel better now that I slept a little bit. I have to say I love you guys. I cannot not talk to you and tell you guys how long of a listener I've been. Decades. But I am feeling better. I appreciate so much you guys reaching out. I don't know what I would do without you guys.
Hey, let me ask you this. What if we were, would it be easier also if we had a passenger go with you? If we couldn't get someone to drive your car?
Yes. Yes,
Rich?
That would be awesome.
Rich has family in Dallas.
I like Dallas. I've made that drive before. I can't, say that I have all that ability to do that for you this time. But
you could ask Rich. You could get in the car in Phoenix and say, Rich, tell me about your favorite guitar. And you'll get 15 hours of that one question.
I might ride with you, down to maybe Tucson. And then catch a ride back here.
Well, we can have different like people hop in the car along the way. That's fine, too.
That leaves you 13 and a half hours. All right, well, look, every phone line's ringing, so hold on, Ida, okay? So hang tight, and we'll try to connect you. We have beautiful, beautiful listeners. So hold on the line.
Text us. We won't ghost you. Like that guy you matched with online and went out with once, and he said he wanted to go out again but hasn't responded to your last four messages. Anyway, text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, so I understand Kent on the line has got a misheard lyric of a very popular song. Am I right, Kent?
Yeah, so you guys used to do, like, John Jay used to ruin songs all the time, I feel like, with misheard lyrics, and I have one. I heard the Dua Lipa song, Love Again, and there's I think when she starts the second verse after the first chorus, she says something like, my tears fall harder than rain or something like that. But the first time I heard it, and every time since, I feel like she's talking about, I hear something about her boobs, and it's a word that don't think I can say on the radio, but you guys listen and have to let me know if you agree.
All right, so we pulled the clip, and he's 100% right, and you now hear the song differently. You'll hear the song differently from now on. So think the other word for boob that we can't say on the radio when you hear this clip.
So many nights my tears fell harder than rain.
The word is tears, but it doesn't sound like tears now.
So many many nights my tears fell harder than rain.
I mean, that is a problem. Get a push-up bra. Might help you with that.
I don't even know what that means.
So many nights my tears fell harder than rain.
Grant, you looked up the lyrics, right? What are the lyrics, Grant?
Tears fall like rain.
My tears
fall like rain. Yes, T-E-A-R-N.
All right, tears.
And that makes sense.
So many nights my tears fall harder than rain, but...
Yeah, the other version sounds like it would hurt.
So many nights my tears fell harder than rain.
All right, Kent, welcome to the club. You just ruined a song. You officially did it, man.
Way to go.
Yeah, you did it, my friend. All right. Hold on the line, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. I was just texting back and forth with Suzette. And Peyton got to hang out with Suzette over the weekend. But I was texting back and forth with her because she's now watching King Richard. And I saw it on Friday. And it's Will Smith's movie about Venus and Serena Williams. And I highly, highly, highly recommend this movie. It is so good. And I would bet money that he gets nominated for an Oscar and wins. It's so good. Anyway, we're going to get to a ton of entertainment news. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right, Kyle, what do you got for some entertainment news?
So now that they're like officially dating, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have sort of made it official, if you will, during a weird time of year, right? Because it's the holidays. Now, people are wondering, is Pete going to be spending Thanksgiving with Kim's family? Is she going to go there? Are they going to spend that separately and then see what happens? Either way, you know, if they are together, you're looking forward towards Christmas. So, it's like when you're dating Kim Kardashian, what the heck do you get that woman for Christmas?
Ooh, boy, that's a good one. She can afford anything.
Oh, she gets probably everything she wants all the time. So, friends of Pete are saying he already has an idea in mind. He's been thinking really hard about it and wants to gift her some sort of an experience over a material gift, which is probably pretty smart. Because she's got a lot of, you know, she's got a lot of things that... Mm-hmm.
She's got all the stuff.
What's he going to give her?
A card?
Which could be very meaningful, you know what I mean? Something with a lot of thought behind it, I think, is the way to go with someone like Kim who has everything. So this, to me, was a very awkward moment. Christina Aguilera was in the middle of an interview, and they brought up Britney Spears. Like, she's free now. This is a great thing. And Christina's, like, person or handler sort of stepped in and made it even more awkward, I think. And this is what happened.
Britney, have you had any communication? Have you guys had any communication?
No, we're not doing that tonight. I'm sorry. No, thank you. Bye.
But I'm happy for her.
Yes. Okay. So Britney saw that and then posted on her Instagram. And it, like, totally calls her out and is like, it's silence like this that landed me in my... unfortunate position for 13 years. Why is this so difficult to talk about? I'm the one who went through it. And then posted a video of Gaga basically saying, gosh, I can't believe what happened to Britney Spears. It's such a shame. I wish we could change this sort of thing. And hopefully this will be the catalyst for that sort of change. So Britney was like, shame on you, Christina. Thank you, Gaga.
So were Christina and Britney friends? Like, what's
their
always, whole thing?
They were like, back in the day, well, they were pitted against each other. Like, there was always, like, a rivalry. And I think there was this whole thing between them after there was, like, an MTV VMAs where Britney and Christina both kissed Madonna, but all anyone cared about was that Britney kissed Madonna. Mm. And so Christina always felt slighted. And they had said that they were friends, and it was mostly the media pitting them against each other. But I always kind of felt like there really was a little bit of, like, maybe competition between the two. They didn't, like, really hang out.
Makes sense.
So they weren't really, like... friends, per se.
Speaking of Madonna, I watched the Alanis Morissette documentary last night. It's on HBO Max. And you know that Alanis Morissette was signed to Madonna's record label. It was a new record label called Maverick at the time. And no, they didn't have anybody. And Madonna was like walking around the offices. And Alanis like meets her for the first time. And I guess Alanis got held up at gunpoint right before the meeting. And Alanis was like had PTSD. It was like all nervous. And Madonna, Alanis hears all this whispering, like Madonna's coming to meet her for the first time. Like, and Madonna's like, what? She got held up at gunpoint. I want to get held up at gunpoint. What? That's freaking cool. And then Madonna walks in and they become best friends.
Oh my God. Who would want to do that?
Bizarre.
So I thought, okay, this is almost just as random, but I think it's so hilarious. So Andrew Garfield, he's in that Tick, Tick, Boom movie, and a lot of people are talking about, you know, Spider-Man possibilities and all that stuff. So he did an interview where he said his Wikipedia, he was reading it
whilst in the middle of the interview, and he found something that is not, like, is not accurate.
Garfield was a gymnast and a swimmer during his early years, and was also an avid philatelist. I don't know about this. Is it pronounced philatelist? I think that's a stamp collector, because philatelist sounds like a different story that I'm not comfortable talking about.
Right? Okay, so I don't know how to pronounce the word he's talking about anyways, but it is stamp collector. Like, it's like the scientific term for stamp collector. And he was like, I found out about this because a lot of people started asking me, like, what's your most prized stamp in your collection? And he was like, what?
So he's not a stamp collector?
He is not a stamp collector.
By the way, I am a stamp collector.
Really?
Yeah, like, I have a whole stamp thing.
Like, you do?
Mail stamps?
Yeah. I mean... I'm both.
What?
No, I am. I have a stamp. I have a total stamp collection.
How has this never come up in a bazillion years?
I don't know. I have a whole thing. I went through a serious stamp phase.
I
didn't know they're called fallacious.
Do you collect them or get them because they're cool looking? Or
no, I used to. When I was a kid, my dad was like, trust me. And he was like, this uncle of mine died and gave to me. I inherited this stamp collection, and then I continued it for a long time.
Okay.
And I have this, I should show you. I wonder if it's worth tons of money, because I know there's this famous stamp that was misprinted, and it's an airplane flying upside down, and that's worth like $100 million if you can find this stamp. It's like baseball cards. Yeah, and I have a whole book of stamps from like the 60s and the
70s. I had no idea this is a quarter of your world.
A fallatioist.
Yeah. Did you know, Kyle? Like, how did we not hear about this?
No, I don't ever.
Well, we've never really talked about it. It's not like it's a great radio topic. Do you have Queen Beatrice from Holland? I do. With the passport stamp?
Never once have we sat and brainstormed a stamp bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've heard of your Beanie Baby collection, but
that's
my
wife.
No, never stamps.
One of those.
I'm a fan of fellatio.
Stop. So the American Music Awards were last night. It's funny because leading up to it, I was all excited Cardi B was hosting, and then I just forgot to watch. So I did basically what everyone else did and saw the highlights on social media.
It's kind of the modern way now. It's
no
like
one actually watching.
Not going to sit through this award.
No.
And plus, you think if something happens, you're going to get the highlights if something outrageous. Like last night, I didn't watch the Laker game, but I sure got to watch that fight a million times on social media.
Exactly. It's almost like it's a time saver. So here was one of the highlights. Cardi B was hosting and used that time and platform to sort of secure something for her family they've really been wanting.
And I see you, Giorgio Seward. Now, Giorgio Seward, let me tell you something. Oh, my husband, he was trying to get Giorgio Seward, right, for my daughter's birthday party. But she is booked and busy. So, Giorgio Seward, could you please come see my daughter on Christmas? I know you cost a lot of money. Let me tell you something. Y'all rappers don't got nothing on Giorgio Seward. Yes, America, please.
So then when JoJo Siwa got up there, she's like, I'm really going to try to make it happen. You know, she has her cute little raspy voice. She's like, you know what? Try to make this happen. But I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, JoJo Siwa had to turn down Cardi B. Like, at one point when they were inquiring for the birthday party, she's like, yeah, sorry, I'm booked. I'm busy. I can't do it.
It's amazing.
The fact, like, I love Cardi B's voice. Just listening to her is just like instant satisfaction. Mm. She's so funny.
She's such a character. So if you are concerned about the winners, BTS took home the biggest award of the night, Artist of the Year. Olivia Rodrigo won New Artist of the Year. I mean, you could get obviously the full list of winners online.
All right, we got the John J. Rich drunk dial line, 602-888-1933. We got some voicemail message over the weekend. We'll get to those next, John J. Rich.
Nervous about being on the air? Then text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John J. Rich.
We got some drunk dials. 602-888-1933 is our number. People called us over the weekend.
Yeah, hi, John J. Yeah, it's me, Peter. Listen, I understand you got your hands on some of that black market generic nose spray. You know, the one that tastes like kerosene? Listen, I'll buy 10 bottles from you, okay? Because when I use that stuff, I'm invincible!
Okay.
Are you serious? Come on. John Jay, I absolutely love you. I have tried so many times to actually say hello, but I run away crying because you're like my Tom Cruise, and I totally wish I could meet you. I absolutely love the fact that you have pepperonis for nipples, which kind of was some of me. Hey, Joey, I need that ride on the Vespa when you can.
I hope you guys have a great day. Andrew, I forgot to tell you. You're my secret lover. Nobody knows. Please keep it a secret.
That secret's out.
Hey, Jay John. I've been a day one listener, and I'm calling due to I recently found out that Camp and Dutch are technically twins. Calling to, you know, for more information about that. Like I said, day one listener. Cool, thanks, bye.
Yes, they are. They are like 3 years apart. They're frozen. They were like in little test tubes, and they are 3 years apart. Facts.
Hi. So it took just a really long time to figure out that this was the John Jay and Rich drunk style line. Probably because we're also a little high. Can Grant come and smoke with us during the party?
No, we have a more pressing question.
We want to know where you're going to be next Sunday. This is for all of you. Where you're going to be next Sunday so we can casually run into you and say hi.
I mean, I might be like John Jay and make it awkward and be like, Donut!
So, date and time, DM us.
DM Savannah and Tiffany.
Oh, God.
Tiffany and Amber.
We love y'all.
Bye!
Where'd they get Savannah from? One of them forgot their name?
I don't know.
That is high.
Maybe
right
that was
there.
Their alias.
Well, Sunday I'll be home. How about you, Kyle?
I have no idea. I'm not planning that far.
It's a long
right
way off.
Yeah. I'm be home.
No idea.
I'm not going anywhere. All right, we're going to play ADD Trivia. John Jay and Rich. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com. Promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
John Jay and Rich.
Did you see that? So Adele's album is about her divorce, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see the meme where her son says, Mom, Dad, Mom, why'd you guys get divorced? And Adele goes, track five.
Did you guys, on that note, though, did you see that Spotify took out the shuffle on Adele's album? So you have to listen to it in order.
Yeah, because she was like, it ruins the flow of the song.
People were so mad because they're like, you can't tell me to skip a song, but you can skip a song. You just can't put it on shuffle.
Yeah, you got to go to now playing to hit shuffle.
Oh, that's cool. So that way she's like, look, this is my art, and it goes this way.
Exactly.
It's like you don't watch a movie and hit shuffle in the movie and watch different scenes.
Right. Exactly.
That's cool. Yeah. I don't want to keep harping on Alanis Morissette, but I watched a documentary on her last night. On Jagged Little Pill, I didn't know this, but Jagged Little Pill, the first words of the first song in Jagged Little Pill set up the whole album.
So what are they?
I don't remember.
Do I stress you out?
Do I stress you out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, do I stress you out? My sweater's on backwards and inside out.
And you say, how appropriate.
Yeah. That's what you gave me goosebumps. And then the whole album is
set the whole album up. It's interesting.
It's a Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah. Just because it's all about.
It's called All I Really Want is the first song off Jagged Little Pill, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You're right.
Yeah.
That's very good, Grant.
I love that album.
It's a good song.
And that's the first trivia question for ADD Trivia.
That's it.
All right. Ben is our contestant. Hello, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, Grant's the host of ADD Trivia. Let's play.
Oh, my gosh. So excited. This is a very easy game. I'm going to go around the room. Everybody gets their own question. You just give me the simplest answer. Sound good, Ben?
Yes, yes. Let's do it.
Fantastic. John J. Van S., we start with you. Mm-hmm. What terrifying weather phenomenon is just a combination of updrafts and downdrafts?
Tornado?
There he is on the board. 1 point. Very good. Rich Barra, which U.S. actor is the first to star in 8 consecutive number one hit movies?
Ooh, boy, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Which U.S. actor is the first to star in 8 consecutive number one movies? Who is Paul Rudd? Ooh, incorrect.
John Jay.
Oh, John Jay, no stealing. But
I know he's fun. Yeah. Will Smith?
Will Smith?
Yeah.
That is right. Hey, speaking of Will Smith, Peyton, King Richard is out now.
So good.
So good. Which Williams sister has won more Grand Slam titles?
Serena.
Look at that. On the board, 1 point.
Venus was going to be number one player in the world, and Serena was set up to be the best player of all time.
Mm, interesting.
That's how he raised his kids. Isn't that crazy? And it worked.
That's awesome. All right, Kyle Unfug. There are so many Batmans, Robert Pattinson being the newest. Who played Batman in Batman Forever?
I don't know. Michael Keaton?
Ooh, incorrect.
Oh, Val Kilmer.
That there was.
Darn it.
No points for Kyle yet.
I don't know which one's which.
There's too many. Too many Batmans. All right, Ben. Fun fact. It's a favorite snack of mine that helps me for obvious reasons, and it's a common name for dried plums. What am I talking about?
Prune?
There it is, Ben. 1 point. We got everybody on the board except Rich and Kyle going into round two.
Wait, is nobody going to talk about how you just eat prunes?
I love
prunes.
We're
just going to go.
I just eat
I thought you were going to say Funyuns for obvious reasons.
No, no.
So you're congested.
I'm just.
What do you call it? Blocked up?
Constantly bound up.
Wow.
Prunes, man.
I've never had a prune in my life.
They're so good. By the handful.
They do exactly what they say they do.
And they're delicious. It's a real treat. John J. Van S., we move over to you for round two.
Mm-hmm.
Which cast member from the TV show Friends has a father who is a cast member on the Days of Our Lives for 35 years?
I'm guessing Matthew Perry.
Ooh, incorrect.
Jennifer Aniston.
It's Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that, but I knew Matthew Perry's dad was Old Spice Guy.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Her dad was on the show for 35 years. It's wild. Rich Barra, see if we can get you on the board here. What common household item inspired the soles of Nike's first running shoes?
What common household item inspired? Mm-hmm. You got to think it's a sponge. why not? I'm going to say sponge.
Incorrect. I was looking for waffle iron.
What?
Yeah. He originally poured the stuff on a waffle iron to make the first running shoes.
I read that in Shoe Dog.
What's a waffle iron? Like,
what?
Oh, a legitimately waffle iron. Oh, okay.
What?
My bad. Don't mind me.
All right. That's the only thing.
That was adorable. What's a waffle iron? Never mind.
Oh, never mind. Got it. Hey, Peyton. What is the signature color of paint on John Deere tractors?
Green.
Woo! Look at that. 2 points. Commanding lead now.
I thought you were going to ask her what a waffle iron is.
That'd be a good follow-up. Kyle Unfug. In what competition could you see an athlete perform a double axle or a mohawk turn?
I believe figure skating.
Look at that on the board. 1 point.
Okay, totally redeemed myself.
All right, Ben, you can tie it up with Peyton at 2, or you could lose the whole thing here. Let's see.
Oh, man.
Last night at the AMAs, what celebrity tried to book JoJo Siwa to come to her house on Christmas?
I didn't watch this, but I did read about it this morning. It was Cardi B.
Woo! Yay! Look at that. Okay. So we have a tie between Peyton and Ben. Name is your buzzer. So when you know it, say your name, okay?
All right.
All right.
All right. The greatest fast food item of all time is back, and it's amazing. It's called the grilled cheese burrito. Ben.
Grilled cheese burrito at McDonald's?
Incorrect. Let me finish.
Where's McDonald's ever had a burrito?
Yeah, come on.
Do they have a breakfast burrito?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
so I guess all the time.
All right. Okay, let me do the full question. The greatest fast food menu item of all time is back, and it's amazing. It's called the grilled cheese burrito, and it's available at which fast food chain? Peyton, you want to take a guess?
My favorite, Taco Bell.
Wonderful job.
Ben, hold on. We'll set you up the prize. By the way, you guys know I ate at Chick-fil-A for the first time over the weekend.
How was it?
It was fantastic.
Did
it
you
really
know that they
fantastic.
Soak their chicken in pickle juice?
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I had my son Kemp order for me, and he ordered me two different sandwiches, and they were fantastic.
What sauce did you get?
I put a whole bunch of sauce on.
All right. That's
I put barbecue sauce on. I put the chicken or the main one on.
Chick-fil-A
sauce?
Did
you have the Polynesian sauce?
No, I put barbecue. I put the normal one, and I put on spicy sriracha.
Ooh, now you're living. That's a sandwich.
It was really... That place is going to be big.
Welcome.
You sound
welcome.
Like my dad. That place is going to be big. That it's place, already yeah. big.
Trust me. You heard it here first. If there's not a Chick-fil-A by you guys, it's going to be big. All right, Kyle, what are you working on for three things we need to know?
So the experts have spoken, and apparently you may be choosing the wrong Mario Kart player if you want to win. I'll explain next with John, Jay, and Rich.
Now back to John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
Okay, so Mario Kart is huge in my house. It's very competitive. And you think, all the characters are probably equal. You know, you could just pick any. It's more your skill as a player as to who ends up winning. However, that's not the case. Apparently, you can stack the odds by picking the right character. Peyton, I know you play a lot. Mm-hmm. Who do you usually pick?
I usually pick Princess Peach because she's my favorite, but I don't really ever win. So.
You never win. Not but really. Then you were also saying your nephew always picks someone. Yes. He always wins.
Yes, he picks Bowser, but I think me and Grant talked about it because he's a drifter in the game, but he always wins, so he cheats somehow. I don't know.
Hey, I just want to say I play as a winner. I play as myself in Mario Kart, so I am the fastest, and that's probably what you're going to report, right?
No, unfortunately for you, Grant, that was not the answer. But fortunately for Peyton's nephew, he's picking the right person because they say when you're racing the cups, if you pick Wario or Bowser, those two
have
the best odds because they are actually more versatile. They have different configurations or whatever that give you the highest odds of winning. So pick the bad guys if you want to win at Mario Kart.
No. That little cheater.
No, he's just picking the right person. That's what you need to know.
Thank you for listening to John, Jay, and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.
So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.